You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also four times gentler. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven. Buy now at zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.
Question the police. Question their motives. Question the fickle finger of blame. Question if the media have swayed your judgment. Question if the soccer coach killed the 12-year-old boy. Question the evidence. The DNA. No, wait. Question the lack of DNA. Question if the colour of a man's skin can taint justice. Question everything. Who Killed Garrett Phillips? Coming soon to Sky Crime, the new home of true crime.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give 'em hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto. We love you guys.
Watch what happens when there's so much that happens.
Oh my God, we are so excited to be back here. Oh my
wow.
God.
Coming to Atlanta when it's 80 degrees. What a blessing.
I know.
I had this because I was so fucking worried from last time. There's a Vornado fan right by me.
I was wondering where that breeze was coming from. We are so excited to be back here. Who here was at our last show here last year? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
It is so cool to be back here on Gay Pride. Wow, you guys have, you know, congrats.
You chose us over Kesha, so we thank you. Thank you. No shade to Kesha, but we thank you for coming to see us.
Yesterday was National Coming Out Day, and I came out like 20 times. Yeah. I just walked everywhere like, I'm gay. They're like, sir, we know. We figured, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is going to be a very exciting night for us. We're doing a doubleheader. We're starting with Real Housewives of Dallas at 7 o'clock right now. And hopefully a bunch of you guys are going to stick around for the second show where we're doing some Real Housewives of New York. And we are really excited about this one.
Real Housewives of Dallas. You don't know how hard it's been on me.
You don't know.
This is so difficult. It's the most difficult lingerie party I've ever been to in my life.
Not a roast. So we were all over Atlanta today. We made the most of it because unlike last year, we did not get wasted at Swinging Richards until 4 a.m. So we actually had some energy today.
Yeah, I showed up here last time with like bruises on my face from just being slapped in the face.
It's true.
I mean, it was nice going back to Los Angeles with polite strippers.
I know.
They'll just fan you. They'll, like, helicopter it for you or whatever, but you don't, like, hurt yourself. Like, ow!
Ow! David!
David!
Kelly Dodd hit me with a dildo! Oh, it was a stripper! Ow!
You are trash, girl.
Trash. So we went to the aquarium, first and foremost.
Great aquarium. And of course, we missed Gay Pride Night at the aquarium. That was last night.
Yeah.
This morning, there were just tired, exhausted twinks with throw up all over themselves, just like lying in front of the whale cage, you know?
I saw a pool of vomit outside the aquarium. It had like dried up, and I was like, someone threw up at the aquarium.
That's rude. You haven't lived till you get fucked up in front of a goldfish. Oh, you know what? You guys have a goldfish in your aquarium. Thank you for representing the little people, you know? I was like, you go, goldfish. We've got beluga whales and a goldfish.
We annoyed everyone in that aquarium because we just were going up to every single tank and adding Brava voices to every fish. You're a dork. You're a dork fish.
You're a dork. You're a twerp is what you are.
But then after the aquarium, we did something. I don't know if anyone watched our Instagram, but we did something very important after the aquarium.
We went to the old lady gang. Okay, now... First off, Ben's had a weird trick because normally he's the first one on Yelp. Like, here's where we're going. The Uber's coming at this time. And this time I was looking on Yelp. It's been kind of an upside down one. Also, I left the hotel, which is also crazy. I never do that. So I looked at the Yelp, and there's a restaurant here. It's a Middle Eastern restaurant called Aviva by Camille. I mean, so this town is built for us. I mean, in case you need a lamer Aviva, it's built by Camille this time. You know, it's like Camille's version of Aviva.
You walk into the restaurant, and as you're ordering, the waiter just goes, "Calm down,
take a Xanax." Every time someone walks in, they're like, "Welcome, Ben!" Like a big flyer over there. Flyer. What am I trying to say? A banner. You could have at least had a banner for me that said, "Welcome, Aviva."
We would have a daily special, but it's just so pernicious.
Guys, on this side, so sorry about my butt crack.
Yeah.
My butt crack all day long has been coming out to play. Do you see it?
He had to apologize to a manta ray.
We'll get there. What'd you say?
Nothing. So we were going to go to Aviva by Camille.
Yeah, because I was like, what's more perfect? And he's like, what's more perfect? The old lady gang might be more perfect. I mean, we're in Atlanta. And
so,
it was.
So we went to the old lady gang. Who here has actually been to the old lady gang? Okay. So that's like this. It's like the Sur of Atlanta, right?
It is, where the locals are embarrassed to say they go. That's just like where we live.
So we get there. Okay. So there's like, it's like it's a two-story restaurant. And it's basically the top story. It's like nice and light and bright. And most of the tables were filled. And we get in and we're like, hi, a table for two, please. And they're like, great, that'll be 90 minutes.
Get over yourself, old lady gang, okay? That's like trying to line people up outside at a club that nobody's inside, you know? And they're like, sorry, wait in line. Old lady gang.
So then I go on to open table and there's a reservation for two in 5 minutes. So I book it and I go
He's very smart.
Well, because, I was just like, someone came in and said they had reservations. I was like, reservations, eh? And so then I go up, I'm like, actually, we have a reservation now. They're like, oh, okay, we'll seat you now. So I chopped 90 minutes off the wait time. So they took us down into the...
But she did act like she got caught, too, because Ben was like, actually, we now have reservations in 5 minutes. And she went,
I basically turned into Shannon Medora. I'm like, I was looking at the app, and apparently you have an opening, and I don't know, I'm having 30 to 40 negative thoughts about 90-minute waits, so... So we go downstairs. Now, I'm always scared to say the word dungeon around candy, but... First of all, the entire restaurant has, like dark, dank carpeting. It's, like, not chic.
Well, only the downstairs. The upstairs
No, the upstairs had it, too, I noticed, on the way
up. How am I the positive one leaving a restaurant?
I know.
I mean, at first Ben was like, it was okay, and then by the end he's like, and the silverware was thin. I was like,
there was cheap silverware.
It's upside down world. I'm like, everything was great, loved it. Oh God, wasn't that a great painting of Todd? What a hero.
There was a painting of Todd. So we went downstairs. It smelled, I'm not saying this to be funny because we're here on stage. It did sort of smell like my fraternity basement. And which I kind of was nostalgic for me. And then it was just like dark. All the tables were like uneven and wobbly.
There he goes, you see? Just let him go. He's like, and the silverware, and then that napkin. How dare this place?
Well, I'm just trying to give an honest review, like the full old lady gang experience. So we ordered.
I like the pictures on the wall. It's like Aunt Bertha with a spatula. She's like,
Mama Joyce. It's like very scary. Yeah. You feel like you have to like it just because like her face is there.
Yeah, because she'll kick your ass if you don't like it.
We had a great server. She was awesome. And then she was like, just so you know, the food's going to take a while. The kitchen's really slow.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, Danica, she was amazing. Derica. She's like, Derica. She's like, yeah, just to warn you, it's going to take a really long time.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. And so we just sat there, and then she came great. Back. She's like, just to warn you, there's like 5 or 6 tables in front of you.
So we're hanging out there. So I was really expecting the worst, but actually, so I got, the thing that I ordered was Riley's shrimp and grits. See, now, Riley. Riley's shrimp and grits, and they were really good, actually. I really like them.
I got Candy's black and salmon. Delightful. Listen, I don't care what you give me. Just put some mac and cheese on the side. I'll give you a good review. I'm like, the corn was bread. Great. It smells great. The waitress
the
was great.
The cornbread was
great.
Good. I have to say, if you had to compare the food of Old Lady Gang to Sir, I think Old Lady Gang so far wins out. So...
Oh, betrayed again. For the 9th time in 2019. Oh, you betrayed me.
But do they have Patagonian toothfish, also known as Chilean sea bass? I think not.
All right, so eat it, old lady gang. Wasn't that a glowing review? So now, that's why you give people with microphones free shit, okay? Because otherwise, well, who cares? We still would complain. What am I talking about? Starburst, don't let it hit you in the face. Everyone this is how I celebrate gay pride. I just get colorful candy and throw it randomly at gay people's heads. No offense, sir.
So welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo. Yes. Hello. Yes.
The train has arrived. The train of ladies.
You're doing a train. So, so last year when we were here, we were actually celebrating your birthday, Ronnie. Do you remember that?
I was so young then.
So young.
We sure were, and we were ogling on Instagram Stephanie Hallman's brother, or brother-in-law. Do you guys know who he is? Do you follow Instagram?
How hot is
girl,
he?
It's the reason to get an Instagram right there. He's so cute. But anyway, we wanted something special to do, so we looked around and we found something for you. Go ahead and play it, Tim.
So, Tim, you can play that video.
Hurry.
This is Stephanie Hallman. I hope you have so much fun tonight. I am a huge Watch What Crappens fan, and I have a big surprise for you. Uncle Joey!
Hey, how's it going? Have so much fun tonight, and have a good one. Cheers.
Yes. Uncle Joey, yes. Everyone, and Stephanie Hallman.
We love you, Stephanie. Okay, let's start with the Real Housewives of Dallas, because... We made everything in the aquarium Cameron, basically. Like any kind of fish we were turning into Cameron, just so we could say taco salad.
Uh-uh.
I knew I liked that fish the first time we had taco salad.
She is basically like an aquatic creature, right? I mean, she's like in the prettiest version of the Little Mermaid. She's like, what do you call them? Hoes?
Sorry, butt crack. I just know that you need to start by a butt crack cover. All right, let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, so you're in for a treat because I don't know what the fuck these notes say, as usual. This is my first note. Bull, bench. Bench people on there.
A bull bench.
Thanks for coming.
It does say that. So it's like it's the start of the episode, and we're seeing like all sorts of stuff happening around Dallas, which is we see like Leanne with Carrie Duber. This is Carrie Duber's big comeback episode.
Hey, girl.
Girl.
They're girl. Like lingerie store. They're like, you know what? If it's going to be a lingerie party, people should dress sexy. Girl.
Girl.
Girl. Her eyes is kind of crossed over here. She's like...
I feel like Carrie looks like she just got off a motorcycle.
Yes. Like when you don't put you put your helmet on, but not the visor thing, so you could like look cool, and then by the end, your eye's like, oh. It's like been flittered so much. You know?
Like some gnats got into her eye. Girl. So.
So yeah, there's going to be a lingerie party for Leanne's engagement or whatever.
Yeah. And so Carrie, She and Cameron are looking for lingerie at a store, and like they look at this one piece, and Cameron goes, "Those are for some big tatas. Holy jamoli. It's also my favorite thing to get, chips and jamoli.
Holy moly, those are so for Leanne's tatas." And she's helping Carrie pick out her lingerie, which really explains a lot later in the episode.
Yeah.
So then we get Deandra in front of her mirror just like freaking out. Like,
mother, 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 mother.
It's like a full rake, like an outdoor rake, putting on her eye makeup. Like. And Jeremy's like, "Why are you so nervous, Jessica?" She's like, "Oh, I have to meet with Travis today. I have to meet with Travis."
Jessica.
"Meet with Travis today. Oh my God." He's like, "Good luck with that."
Yeah.
"Listen, Florence, the sassy maid."
Well, she's like, she's talking, you know, she's going to go meeting up with Travis for, like, since he messed up the first time. So she's meeting for real this time. So she's trying to make a really good impression because, as some of you guys know, like, Hard Knock Good Morning is in the shitter right now. So she's like, "I need help because my mother gave me a big fat lemon." And I was like thinking about it that, like, I can imagine that Deandra, like, D was like, "Here are the keys to the company," and gives her just like an actual lemon. And she's like, "Great, I'm a CEO now.
Been fighting for this for years, mother."
Then 6 months later, she's like, "Wait a second, I got a lemon. I have an actual lemon." I see it.
"I have to be on time today. I have to be on time today, Jeremy. I have to be on time today."
And he's like, "What's on time for you exactly?" It's like, the help. Like, yeah. You just can't find good help these days.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, "Quit it, Jeremy."
So then we go with Cameron and her family, which is, God bless her, it's so awkward, you know? Like, for people like me who have been like, "Fuck you, get out of my bed. I don't want to see your children or my own." Like, I get it, you know? But I feel so bad for Cameron because she seems to kind of like her family. And yeah. They hate her. Like,
yeah. The test.
Cameron's family fucking hates her.
They just cannot tolerate her anymore. So basically, Hilton, the daughter, who's so cute, she's going up to sleepaway. Probably her choice. She probably requested it 3 years ago. So she's going to sleepaway camp, and Cameron is trying her best to give her like some sort of like neurotic condition. She's like, "Are you nervous?
Aren't you nervous? I mean, you're going to sleepaway camp.
All alone?
Sleepaway camp? Aren't you scared?
No taco salads.
Aren't you scared of sleepaway camp?
No mint ice cream. You know what
there's going to be there? There's going to be girls there. You're not just going to be able to hang out with boys like always. You're going to have to hang out with girls."
So she goes, "Are you nervous at all?" And she goes, "No." "You stupid mother."
She's like, "No, idiot." She's like, "In Texas, people are really hardcore about sleepaway camp."
Yeah.
Like, everyone starts going to sleepaway camps when they're like 8. I'm like, "Cameron, the whole world is like this. You know that, right?" "In Texas, we have sleepaway camp."
Court has probably like convinced her that she has to go to sleepaway camp just so he can have a summer away from her. "Sorry, Cam. It's time for you to go to sleepaway camp." Wow, they are hardcore in Texas.
Well, that is pretty much how this scene works out, right? Because the dad, who also hates her, is like, "Hey, honey, you're going to be the queen bee of camp." You know, the dad. And he's like, "What are you going to do?" And she's like, "I'm going to stay away from blondes." It's like, damn. God. At least do it when she leaves the room.
So Cameron goes, "Hilton, Hilton, look, 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 Hilton, look, it's your mother talking, Hilton. This is super Hilton, Hilton."
Right, Dad? And then Hilton. Her dad, who's her facial twin, is like,
"This is super exciting that you're going to sleepaway camp, but mommy's a little nervous." And Hilton goes, "Peace out, I write letters."
And then she talks about how the girl drama is really hard, and she's going to have to learn how to deal with girl drama. Like, for example, "I thought me and Stephanie had a good connection, but then she went to Carrie, and she confessed all this stuff to Carrie. Like, who does that? I was like, what planet do you even live on? What is wrong with you?" I love her. I just want to watch Cameron be abused by that little girl for the rest of the week.
I just love watching Cameron get annoyed by things irrationally. It is like, it's a thing like in real life I hate, but on TV it's my favorite thing. Like, I want to see her in the express lane and someone brought 11 items in right before her. Excuse me, sir. That asparagus has to go back.
That's trash. That's trash.
I'm going to pick it up because I'm a lady. You're trash.
You're trash. That's trash. That's trash.
It's going to be the big buzzword of the night. If we were on Watch What Happens Live, we'd be like, hey, every time I say trash, and I take a shot. Spoiler alert for
the second show. Tonight, her daughter hates her, and her mother hates... It just cuts off because it's not in time for the... That is my favorite running thing about Andy's, like, interstitials. He's still... We've been making fun of that shit for 8 years. And then the other night I watched it, I was like, he still can't do an interstitial. He's like, God, I'm real excited for tonight. We've got... Her name rhymes with Oprah, and she... Oh my God. Write it down. Just write it down.
Tonight, for the first time ever on Watch What Happens Live, we are so honored that today we are going to...
Blackout. So she's like, I really loved her bond with her daddy, but I feel kind of left out sometimes, yeah. Which was really sad. And then it cuts to her husband like,
yeah, she goes, Hilton is a total daredevil like her father, Court. She just loves to push boundaries. I'm like, since when is Court a daredevil? Court, the guy who has like been standing in the same position for 3 seasons. He's like a nutcracker waiting for a nut.
I can't do that quite.
So she's like, well, wouldn't that be fun if there was a mommy camp where mommies could just go to the spa and get their nails done? And he's like, it's called Dallas.
They also get this custom trunk for Hilton. I thought it was pretty cute as trunks go, I guess. That's the name of my catalog, by the way, As Trunks Go. You get all the trunks you could want. So it comes, and she's like, Hilton, isn't this the trunk you wanted? Isn't this what you wanted? And Hilton's like,
not really.
No.
Fuck this trunk. It's like,
fuck this trunk.
I told them to put bunnies on it. I don't know why they didn't put bunnies on it. Where are the bunnies? Like, you need.
And this. I like the son. There was like a cat on it, and the son just goes, I'm the cat, which was like so me at that age. So then there's like an interview with Hilton, and she's like, well, I need a trunk because I need to fit all my stuff, and I can't take more than one suitcase, unlike my mom. Stupid blonde.
So then we go to Dandra, who is at Travis's office, and she's just like...
Put on her most formal scarf.
Totally calm.
I put on my mother's scarf. It's an earring and a scarf. Doesn't stay on, much like my company. The lights, that is.
Yeah, she's got like is this where she's wearing the 2 different earrings? I don't know if, because you know she was so nervous. She is just like such a nervous person. So it's like, girl, you look so stupid. She's like, ha.
Glad I can make it. Thank you so much for seeing me again. I know it's really hard for me to see me again. I'm so embarrassed about last time. My hair does look good, right? God, I've never been into this building before. Wow, so yeah, I forgot you were into sports. So it's kind of
I forgot
dirty.
You did sports. I was like, great first impression.
I know. She starts like low-key shading his operation. Meanwhile, he's worth like $90 gazillion. Like, I don't count above 100, okay? I have like stripper waiter math. Yeah. But, she's like terrified, you know, but she's lightly shading it. She's like, oh, well, I mean, I tried to get dressed up to look professional. I forgot it was the sports company. I guess I could have worn jeans, huh?
It's like, what do you need? So she's like, you know, Travis, like, we understand each other because we both have difficult parents. And like, I aspire to be like Travis someday, you know, just like tightly wound and full of sexual energy and... kind of wanted to jerk off. I don't even know what jerking off is like, but I kind of want to do it now.
You're projecting. You are projecting, Ben. You are projecting now.
Yeah, so she's like, well, I don't know if Stephanie told you, but I told Stephanie where I'm at right now. And he's like, mm-hmm. He's like, I just want to be just like you. And he's like, mm-hmm. He's kind of grunting at her. And she says, yeah, Stephanie said that I should talk to you. And he goes, because we both have crazy parents. Okay. Here's the difference. I'm rich and I'm not crying. Okay, try to start there. Start there.
So he's like, so is this something you want to do, selling weird cream out of sometimes a canister and sometimes a pocket?
She's like, yeah, no, yes, no, I absolutely want to do this because my mother started this and said I should do it, and so I want to do it, and nothing would give me more joy than taking my mother's legacy and driving it into the ground, so yes, I do want to do it.
She says, this is not how to start a business meeting. She's like, well, as you know, I've been trying to get that company for years, and finally I get it, and it turns out my mother has run it into the ground, giving me a big piece of shit. So thanks, Travis. Thanks.
Thanks.
So he's like, so what's going on with the company? And she's like, well, we're about 4 to 6 weeks away from closing the company. And then Travis just like, you're so close. You're so close to ruining that shit.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I'm like, so pretty much everything that's not bringing you money, you should just get rid of it. She's like, but I married Jeremy. I married him. Like, what am I going to do? I just can't get rid of Jeremy.
So basically they're spending $8,000 a month on like the office and the staff or whatever. And Jeremy has suggested that they basically make big layoffs and bring it into like the home office. And she doesn't want to do it, but that's basically going to be her
Travis
reality.
Is so like a boss from the Flintstone. He's like, hey, babe, here's what you got to do. Lay them all off. Business is tough, babe. It's like, what decade is this? Yeah. All right, so then it's coffee. Let's go get coffee. So which Carrie is this?
This is Carrie.
Yeah!
Carrie!
Coffee, Eddie!
So we meet her daughter, Sophia.
Another one. It's all the kids on this show because this daughter's like... Like, her whole face just says, remember when you left dad, bitch?
Yeah.
You know, because Carrie explained that her kids hated her because she, like, cheated on the dad and ran away with this other guy, who now she hates, too.
Yeah.
So the kids, like, blatantly hate her, too.
She's like, wow, it's been 4 years since you had a real conversation with me, but now there are cameras here, so fine, let's do it.
Yeah. She's like, well, it's like yesterday I took you to college. She's like, mm-hmm. And now you're going to graduate.
Yeah.
As a nurse? A nurse, you said?
Yeah,
you could just
whatever.
See it between those two.
I mean, I said I wanted an MFA, but sure, nursing, whatever you say, Mom. Thanks for listening.
She's like, now, how long have you been with Locke? Which is such a Texas name, isn't it? Locke.
Well, I think it was Luke.
Oh, I just shrugged.
But Locke is good, too.
That
Thanks
is
for
so
listening,
ignorant.
Mom.
I'm so sorry. I write phonetically, so I remember. Locke. I'm an ignorant motherfucker, okay? But Locke is a cute name.
It is a cute name.
So she's like, how long have you been with Locke now? And she's like, don't you worry that you only have one boyfriend? Like, what are you going to marry, one person? She's like, that's not disgusting, mother, okay?
She's like, that would not bother me at all, Mom.
Come on, don't you want to fuck a lot of people? You're in college, come on. Like, no, mother.
So Carrie starts pulling some classic Ramona Singer. She's like, I want you to have a career out of college. You know, I don't want you to be relying on a man. I was like, don't you go near Ramona's signature line, okay?
So she's like, yes, it's very important. You know, like you have to not depend on a man because I end up with these rich men because they're rich and then I don't like it. So be like me. I have a jewelry line. I was like, like, you're going to shame the daughter who's actually going to go be a nurse and help people, you know, for your Build-A-Bead.
Yeah, what part of nursing school does not say career? So she's like, I never planned on getting divorced. And my biggest regret was not having my own career and everything else. And Sophia's like, that's your fault.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a...
You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also 4 times gentler. Zendium, natural protection clinically proven. Buy now at Zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.
There are some things in life even Sky Broadband can't guarantee. They can't guarantee you'll only see green lights on your journey home. Hooray! Or that your car radio will always play your favourite songs. But with their Wi-Fi guarantee, they can guarantee Wi-Fi in every room of your home. If not, you get money back. An absolute classic. Sky, believe in better. Requires Sky Broadband Boost and Sky Kit. Refund on Boost component of subscription paid during current minimum term up to date of claim. See sky.com/guarantee.
Crappin's commercial.
So then hard rock guitars are playing. And Stephanie's making beds. It's like, nee, 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 nee. She's like, that's good.
It's 7 p.m. and I haven't made the bed yet, and Travis is going to yell at me. I just want the bed to be friends with me.
And then Travis gets on the bed with his shoes. Why?
Yes.
I don't care how rich you are, you rich fuck. Take your shoes off.
By the way, I just want everyone to appreciate that Ryan and I made virtual beds on the table here.
Surprised that I could even do that. I do not do this.
It's really
in real life.
Nice. It's really nice.
By the way, at our hotel, we left for a long time. I mean, I left. I've never been gone 4 hours. And the bed wasn't made.
Same.
They had towels hung on the door. And then they said, congratulations, you get more points because we don't clean your room. Who the fuck came up with that? Okay.
Sorry,
what kind of
it was
human
not
resources
clean.
Is that?
And you know what? There was not an extra roll of toilet paper, which is something you sort of need after you go to OLG. Spoiler alert. That's the Ramona review. That's the real review. Okay? All I have to say is there's not enough room for Mama Joyce and whatever else you ate.
Disgusting.
Okay? Shrimp and grits. Tasted good.
All right, incoming, what? Oh, no, I almost really hit that guy in the head with the start. Sorry, sir.
Ronnie hates when I talk like this, but it's called brutal honesty.
I hate poop talk. I can't talk about poop. I can't. Oh.
Well, it's part of the reality of OLG, okay?
Gross.
OLG, where is the bathroom?
So.
I mean, it's happened. It's true.
Stop it! So, Travis is on the bed with the shoes. And then he's like, yeah, I told that babe, your friend, that chick came in. I told her, listen here, lady, get rid of the office, get rid of the employees. And the crazy thing is, like, she really looked at it like she's going to get something out of it. But it's really hard to rebound from that. You know, it's easier just to get a new one. And I was like, please don't say that when you're middle-aged to your, like, wife.
No, no.
Please.
Don't.
Like, that's, like,
don't
my biggest
that.
Fear. That's not a fear, necessarily. I'll kill you, is what I'm saying. If you dare, sir.
So Stephanie's like, okay, I'm like, done nodding about that, so I want to talk about this stuff now. Okay, so when we were in Mexico, so there was, like, a big fight with Brandy and Cameron, and it was scary, because there were scorpions overhead, and they were laughing at us.
Yeah. Like, we played this game in Mexico, where we were like, we like pulled names out of a hat.
And then you kill the person.
No, Travis. Okay, so like, we pulled names out of the hat, and then like, if your name got pulled, then like, you had to look at.
And then you killed him. No, Travis. No. It's like, get to the point.
He's like, well, the problem with Cameron is that she thinks she's up here, and everyone else is down here. I'm like, well, that is actually literally the spatial difference between you and her. She's tall. She's really tall. I mean.
You just quoted Kelly Ben Simone. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. And she's like,
do you really think that? Because, like, she said that, like, she felt judged, but then she, like, did this toast. And then, but, like, it was, like, dissing me. Like, the toast was, like, it was, like, a toast, but, like, it was, like, dissing someone else.
He's like, oh, yeah. I gave one to Dandra this morning. I said, to you and your burgeoning business, you fucking failure of a loser. Babe, get out of here, sugar tits. All right, enjoy. Cheers.
So he's like, so how'd you do emotionally? She's like,
well, I think, like, I drank too much. And then, like, suddenly there were the sense of emotion.
He's like, stop blaming drinking for your emotions. You're allowed to be emotional without being drunk. And all I can think of, you are so sweet. Get your fucking feet off the bed. You're getting out of this house right now, okay?
She just made that bed. She just made it. You were doing so well, Travis, all season. And then you put the shoes up on the bed.
So they talk about, like, depression and fun times.
Yeah.
And he tells her set boundaries, blah, blah. And she's like, well, tomorrow I'm co-hosting Leanne's lingerie party, so I think I'm going to talk to her then. That's where I'm going to set boundaries. I was like, you're going to set boundaries at a lingerie party? Oh, no. Only on house.
In the afternoon. So, speaking of which, we now go to the afternoon. We have some very enthusiastic people who feel that boundaries should not be set in the afternoon. They're also wearing amazing, amazing t-shirts, by the way. They're wearing t-shirts that say Fences by Rich, and they have pictures of fences with little glory holes in them. Yeah, true story. Go say hello to them afterwards.
Those are instant classics. And Insta-stolen as well. We were like, can we take a picture of that? Also, turn to this side and that side. Sign off on Threadless, please. Carrie and Stephanie are in their sexy clothes. So basically, are we going to the party now?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here we are already.
Yeah, we're already at the girl. We're already at the party. You know we're at the party because we hear Carrie saying as she walks up, girl, I made sure to wear two pairs of panties so my lips wouldn't hang out. Girl. I was like, did I hear that right? Because I was watching it on the airplane. I was like, was that an overhead announcement or was that the show? Like, and to the right, you'll see the Grand Canyon and two lips hanging out.
Out of anyone on this show, how could that even be a possibility? I feel like her lips are pulled up to, like, the back of her neck at this point. It's like when you just eat hamburgers all day because your dad owns a McDonald's, you know? Just...
Sorry, that was the lips.
There's got to be something to pull today, girl. Just keep pulling. Keep pulling, Mark. Stephanie's saying that she planned the lingerie party, but you can't plan anything for Leanne because Leanne's so controlling. She just does everything and sends you the check.
Yeah.
She's like, here's what I did. It's at a bar with lingerie here. $9,000.
Yeah. Feel free to pay for it for me. So basically, one of the things that people are wondering about is whether or not Leanne is going to invite Deandra to the wedding. So they're all speculating, et cetera, et cetera. And then Stephanie then starts talking about Cameron. Am I skipping over anything for you? I don't want to go too fast
for you. No, because this show really does have a lot of bullshit. Okay, like...
I can only see notes like, scrolling. I was like,
I'm thinking of like Carrie's lips hanging out and that whale we saw today. Because there's a thing
we
where,
saw
like,
a whale shark.
I can't. My mind. I'm sorry. I'm like kind of ADD like that. But we were walking through that aquarium, and you know, certain parts, it's like a little picture window, and I was like, that's dumb. And then you get to like a bigger window. I'm like, it's big. And then you get to the part where it's all a window. It's above your head. Man, that beluga whale vagina. I was like, that is. That's so weird to say, but I couldn't stop. I was like, wow.
Baby beluga.
Wow. It just kept
the original
going
baby,
over your
head. By the way.
So that's why I'm scrolling. I'm just thinking of like a beluga vagina, like slowly going over my head. It's been a trippy day.
Oh, my God. A slow beluga vagina.
So Leanne comes in dressed. I mean, it's kind of lingerie, but it's also like, I'm a corny kid. So she's like
in a carnival. It didn't make sense.
Yeah. She's like sticking to her theme. She's like, oh, I brought my mom who hates me. No, she didn't. But she was dressed like in a huge top hat.
That had an L on it. Because I'm a loser. Corny.
Why? Like, you just want to be her gay at that moment. Like, no, Leanne.
I wanted to wear a hat that represented how I felt when I'd go to Bennigan's and people would see a table of carnies and point their fingers, and I felt like a loser. I'm a loser in Bennigan's.
It's Bennigan's. I love Bennigan's. She keeps saying this. She keeps going, well, this is my circus, and I need some monkeys. She says that like
five times.
What
version of Moulin Rouge did she watch?
Why do people keep having Moulin Rouge parties?
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's so weird. She coughed herself to death. It's not a fun party.
It's consumption.
Yeah.
It's consumption.
She's like, Kurr! It's like Nicole Kidman just
coughing blood up on everything. You know what? I want my birthday party to be that theme.
Or Great Gatsby. You guys know how that book ended? I mean, spoiler alert, but yeah. I mean, really.
People don't get to the end of the movies.
Yeah, and that one lady in that book, she got it real bad with that car, you know what I'm saying? Girl.
Girl. So they're all some...
Don't you love some jokes from 100 years ago?
We're always good for that. Steamboat Willie, now there's an outfit!
Now Gertrude Stein, am I right?
So they're making fun of Leanne because she's got like 19 million parties, which, listen, as someone who's not like loaded, I get it. You fucker, if I even meet someone that I'm going to date for longer than 2 weeks, you fuckers are all buying me something over over and over again.
Yes,
and that's
please.
What she's doing. She's like, now here is my wedding program. I will have a lingerie shower. I will have a bachelor party, a couple shower, a rehearsal dinner, a gay rehearsal dinner, a gay bachelor party, a gay couple shower, just a shower, just a group shower for people to get to know each other, and an actual
shower.
Show
off my pubes,
that should be fun.
You know, my pubes. Photo shoot by the Trabant. We're going to have a Totino's pizza roll. You ever have one of those? We'll all do that together on a Saturday night.
Pizza party, whack-a-mole.
We're going to TP Deandra's house. That'll be fun.
So she's doing that thing that moms do at children's parties where they're like, isn't this fun? Balloons! It's balloons! She's doing that and everyone's like...
There's five people there. They're having to shoot everything in close-up.
So then we see Carrie... New Carrie.
Yeah.
Which I don't like that. New Carrie, old Carrie. It's rude.
Carrie
but
with a K.
You know what I mean. Carrie! Okay, we'll just say that.
Carrie!
So she is dressed like she's in the Depression, you know? And this is where you're like, why would you ask Cameron to help you?
Grapes of Wrath.
It's just like, she's basically, it's like everything. There's no skin at all. She's just like.
She's like. It's like the sequel of Fiddler on the Roof, what really happened after.
Yes. So many... Cameron's just like covered.
Is this the little lingerie party I've come to?
And Cameron's like, this is my version of Moulin Rouge. I was like, shut up, Cameron. That was like a dance... That was like Showgirls and stuff. And she's like...
Cameron has basically a turtleneck on.
Yes.
And then she's like dressed like a flapper, which has nothing to do with the theme at all.
And of course, she's prude like me. She's like, I've been grossed out by like whale vaginas and poop so far in this show. So I guess I can't judge too harshly. But she's like, I don't need to see every little thing on people. Like, sometimes you can be sexy like behind a clothesline.
Yeah.
That's it, you know?
I don't need to see your taco salad, if you know what I'm saying. Carrie Duber. So then, of course, Brandy shows up, and she's wearing, like, hot pink, like a hot... I'm gay, I don't know. But, like... Happy Pride.
A crop top thing. Yeah, look, I wrote, wearing pink crop top stuff.
Crop top stuff.
And then can't... I'm not only like that gay, I'm that dumb. Like, yeah. I just don't know what anything
we don't,
is.
We're not fashion gays. You bring us to like Victoria's Secret to be like, we want to find out what we should be wearing. We'll be like, that's good.
Yeah,
like,
that's good.
The bag that they put the stuff in. Oh.
So now Cameron is pretending that she doesn't totally hate Brandy's guts, and also she's totally not mad that she stole her signature color pink, okay? Because she's totally pissed. She's like, oh my God! Like, I've never heard Cameron speak that loudly. She's like, oh my God, girl! I love that collar! I love it!
I love that color on you.
And you know Cameron really hates you, and she does that chest thing. Like, she has big hands like me, and she just like kind of slaps her chest. And
yeah.
Goes,
and then she does that thing like she's trying to knock off her own head. She's like, oh,
I love it. So then she tells us, she goes, would I actually wear that outfit out of the house for a party?
No. if you have breast implants above the muscle and they're spooching out, If your legs are exposed and your cleavage is flying out at the same time, ho. If you're wearing a dress that doesn't cover your ankles, triple ho.
Then Santa Claus is coming down the chimney because it's ho.
If your wrists are exposed, biggest ho in the world.
Not a wrist!
So Brandy's like,
hi Leanne, can we talk for a couple of seconds? I just wanted to pull you aside to see if you could talk. Really happy to be here.
Just like I put this on and reminded me of me in my childhood.
And Leanne gets that line, all right, let's do this. You know, Leanne's just like ready to cut a bitch already. So she's like, come on, girl, it's a party. And she's like,
I just thought that maybe we should have a little talk, Leanne, because you seemed upset.
And she's like, I want to be 100% transparent.
I had my period today. It was today. You better remember that next time.
I was 100% terrified after Mexico. I was terrified.
I, a former carny, was scared to death to have you here this afternoon at this lingerie party with 10 other people. I was scared to death. Not to be dramatic, but I was scared to death.
Terrified.
And then they do my favorite thing, which is like cry about how poor they're not anymore. Okay? Yeah. I get so annoyed by this fight. So they start, it's like two ladies with a lot of money. He's like, I was poor. It's like, both of you shut up. So Brandy's like,
well, there were things that happened in Mexico that I'm not proud of.
And she's like, thank you. Because honestly, I felt like no matter what I said, it wouldn't have gotten through to you. I mean, girl, I know why trash hurts you. I know. I was raised in a double wide. And Brandy goes,
well, I was raised in a single wide.
So Leanne's like, oh, we're playing this game. Well, and this is, by the way, a direct quote, what I'm about to say. She goes, did you have a guy who tried to rape you that was dating your mom and you had to knock him over the head with a cow skull?
That's a literal line.
It's verbatim. Every single word was said by Liam Locken in that order.
When a guy's trying to rape you and then you had to hit him over the head with a cow skull?
Do you have to do that and you're double wide? I'm in single wide.
So Brandy goes,
I don't know what she's talking about, but...
yeah, because first of all, okay, you're in a single wide. So she has a cow skull in her single wide, which is already... I mean,
no,
I know
no,
people...
Leanne has a double wide.
Oh, Brandy has sorry. Single. Okay, I take it back.
There's plenty of room for a cow skull and a double wide.
I just like that she had one nearby. I was like, oh, ba-boom!
So they're like, cheers, cheer everybody, let's cheers to Leanne. And Cameron's like, I don't like fruity drinks.
So Leanne, okay. I think that was Carrie who said that.
Oh.
Yeah. So
oh, no, now we're just both fucking up. How big is the double wide?
Don't accuse me of not liking fruity drinks when you're the one being a hoe. And I like that after Leanne one-ups Brandy with, did someone ever try to rape you who's dating your mom, and then you have to beat them over the head with a cow skull? She goes, and I'm not trying to make you feel pity for me. What I want you to know is that I accept you, even though you haven't gone through what I've gone through. Case in point, a man who tried to rape you, and you was dating your mother, and you had to bash him over the head with a cow skull. Did I mention that part already?
So Tiffany is there, and which I feel like we always said, even in the season where she was always in the show, we're like, oh, and Tiffany was there. So Tiffany's there, and she's like, Leanne, finally, this is happening for you after the laundry list of shit that you've been through. It's like, oh, God, don't get her started. You know, it's like putting a quarter in a jukebox.
Yeah.
So then Leanne goes, do you remember Mark? And Tiffany's like, I do. I didn't like him.
Leanne goes,
I was only engaged before once to a man who tried to kill me.
Yeah. And I like that Tiffany's like, yeah, I didn't like him. He tried to murder her. Thank God I got a replacement cow skull.
Son Cameron's like, myself. Oh my God, look at me. I'm like the youngest person at this party, and I'm dressed the oldest. Guys, I'm the youngest person
Isn't
at this
so
party.
Isn't it so funny crazy. That in this room full of hoes, I'm actually the youngest one here, and I'm dressed the least like a hoe?
I'm wow. the youngest one
The youngest. Here. I'm like the freshest taco salad off the conveyor belt.
So Tiffany's like, well, if we're going to do a cheers, do not give Leanne a shot. And if you do, get the hell away from her immediately.
What would happen? Like, actually, wait, Leanne did do shots at the rodeo last year, and then she wound up like making these noises like, ugh! It's like her own weird Wolf of Wall Street moment. You know, she's like, Then, like, had sex with the floor.
Yes. Wasn't she the one, like, wiping the bar with her hair? Like, her big, ugh.
She was also trying to compete with Deandra for Brandy at that point also. Because that was yes. when Brandy and Deandra started to become
What
friends.
Do you win? That's the game there. So Cameron's like, guys, I'm the youngest person. Also, I went to the lingerie store with Carrie. And everyone just has this look on their face like, oh, no wonder. You know, no wonder Carrie looks like she's going to an old lady Italian funeral.
She's basically Mercedes Rule.
So she's like, you know what? There's different kinds of lingerie, and I like the kind that you can wear without looking like a hoe.
She says it again. She's like, I don't want you to look like a hoe. This is hot. Not like a hoe. Okay? So, not a hoe.
So Carrie hates Leanne, you know? And we know that she was brought on the show by other Carrie, and that she hates Leanne because... Leanne said the other Carrie was caught at the roundup, getting his dicks up, get the roundup, and I know the boys who did it. So we already know that Carrie hates Leanne, and she's like, who the heck does a lingerie party at 1 p.m.? It's daylight outside.
Who does this?
So I love watching this Carrie warm up because yeah. you know it's going to be a huge.
I'm like waiting for her for really just like I feel like her bitch flower is blooming a little bit ahead of schedule in a way that I like, and I'm ready for it to like burst out of the soil, but yes. it hasn't quite yet. It hasn't just yet.
So yeah. Leanne is telling other Carrie, non-cast anymore.
Carrie Duber.
I don't want to call someone old Carrie. It's so rude. So she's like, we could have used you in Mexico because Cameron peed outdoors behind a truck. And Carrie's like, that's not on brand, girl.
And then she's like, did you guys have fun, girl? And Leanne goes, no. Deandra got so drunk she couldn't even open one eye the next morning. Kept talking about lemons and stuff.
So then we go to Deandra's office where Jeremy's now working. And it's hilarious because I feel like everyone on this show has family that hates him. And right now it's Jeremy. He's like, what is it? You know? He's like, but he's talking to the young hot secretary first, which is really Maddie. Not helping his case this season. So he's like, hey, before I go see Deandra, you know, they just got paid yesterday, and I'm going to send them new product shots, all right? Let me know if there's anything you're needing. I was like, you're on camera, Jeremy. You're on camera.
She's like,
pick up some coffee and go to Deandra's office. She's already nervous enough.
She's like, can I just go back to playing solitaire? Thanks. So Deandra and Jeremy are talking, and basically he's like, yeah, you should really... close down because we're hemorrhaging money and no one's buying this product, you know? And he's like, you know, but you're going to have to let loose some good people. And it just cuts to that girl, Maddie, and she's literally playing, like, Minesweeper on her computer.
And he's giving her attitude. She's like, what, Jeremy? And he's like, well, you had me come into your office, which I don't like. And she goes, well, I think that you're really enjoying this, but here's how I'm feeling about it. You're not enjoying it as much as you can because your passion is photojournalism, and this is not photojournalism. Is that right? And he's like,
no shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. Wow, I actually folded under my under eye.
Yeah. He Deandra'd himself.
Do you guys do that?
I know.
God,
I love getting older. You got the Duber look going now.
It literally folded up like a little sheet. Okay.
You look like a hoe.
Hoe.
So so Deandra's like, I just feel bad because I feel bad about firing people who need a job. And Jeremy's like, well, we all have pressures. And she's like, no, mother, no. I didn't think I'd be in this position at 50. If I were at 30, I would understand it. But I'm at 50 now, and I never thought I'd have to restart my entire life, which admittedly never really got started in the first place, mother, but...
It's hurtful my mother would do that. I'm angry.
Like, get to work. Stop your fucking bitching and do something.
It's called drive Uber. So then she's...
Oh,
I did it.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
She'd be telling every single... It'd be like...
Oh, my God. Great at conversation. But you would do it, like, with that shrug at the end. Like, great at conversation.
So where are you going to? Uh-huh. And what's your mother like? Uh-huh. Well, let me tell you about my mother, okay?
I'm going to take right up here, unlike my mother, who always goes left. I mean, it's terrible, okay? I hope your life doesn't suck much because your mother's an idiot. It's like, ma'am.
The only reason why I have to drive Uber is because my mom spent all the company's savings on ketchup for meatloaf, okay? So then Deandra's like, I think if I were my mother, I'd have an incredible amount of guilt because she talked me out of my career in D.C. to come here. She talked me out of my career. Where I was basically partying with Bush people.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to mention that. I was like, God, you're really not helping yourself this season. What was her career?
Partying with the Bush administration.
So then back at the party, Leanne's still doing that Isn't This Fun thing. She's like, have a cherry. You're not having fun unless you have a cherry.
Yeah, the reason why Leanne did not invite Deandra to this, because even though they have, like, patched things up, she's like, but, you know, we're moving forward, but something like this is intimate, you know? I mean, you don't just invite anyone to a party where you're wearing a top hat with an L on it, am I right? This is an intimate party!
And then her ringleader comes up, and he's like, step up, Leanne. This is your circus. Yeah. And you need some monkeys. I was like, Jesus Christ, you even wrote your own toast?
I know. Yeah, so then like a cake comes out that's shaped like
Karen
a circus tent.
Karen Walker. That's who he reminds me of. Do you guys watch?
Karen Walker.
Leslie. Beverly Leslie.
So this circus tent, this cake comes out shaped like a circus tent. And Leon's like, oh my God. Who got me this cake? I can't believe
this.
Look at that.
That is amazing.
I can't. Who did that? Is there a carny here? That's a carny cake if I ever saw one. Who? Someone stand up.
They're all laughing because she obviously bought this fucking cake for herself.
You bought it. The receipt is still on the box. It says bought by
Leanne. It's like Leanne, yeah. So Carrie's like, okay, time for games, girl. So I called up Rich, and I asked some questions, and we're going to see if you know the answers to them. She's like,
my entire childhood I played games.
Yes. I was a carny who played games.
So I'm ready to win. And if you answer something correctly, I got a cow skull back there, and you know what I like to do with that. So you let me win.
Okay, first question. If Leanne was a ride at a carnival, that's easy, I bet he says Himalaya or Tilt-A-Whirl.
They're like, girl, you're right, it's Tilt-A-Whirl.
Nailed it!
I literally Tilt-A-Whirled in my victory. Tilt-A-Whirl. You know, you throw up on a Tilt-A-Whirl. That's what I said to Rich the first time he got on me. Be careful.
So Carrie's like, then I said, what do you find is the sexiest part of Leanne? She's like,
easy, my skin.
First time I met Rich, I offered to take it off me and put it on him.
It's like a Buffalo Bill kind of love.
I know.
Okay, where is the craziest place you've done the deed? And she's like, oh, well, he's going to kill me for saying this. But one time he drilled a hole in the neighbor's wall. And then, I mean, there's splinters in that, so be careful.
Yeah.
And they're like,
Everyone's face is like, really? Hey, like, wait, you're Leanne, and we're still shocked at this shit.
We call it Wilsoning, you know, because he goes around the fence, you just see the top of his head. And I get down there. Made a big old hole, sticks it right through. And I go, you know what I'm saying? And Carrie's like, he said it was in the closet of a room. Oh, yeah, yeah, that too.
He's the only person I know who got a boner during the movie Fences. It was so embarrassing.
August Wilson.
So then the housewives have all their reactions, and Stephanie's like,
why didn't they just find a chain link fence?
That's not how glory holes work, Stephanie. It's not as fun if there's like a bunch of glory holes all next to each other.
And Cameron goes,
or it could be, depending on what's on the other side.
And Cameron goes, I didn't know Leanne had a wilderness side.
I don't think Cameron still understood what was really happening. She's like, and then you fed ducks through the hole? She's just imagining like little treats. Just like, that's so nice of Leanne to do that for the animals. I'm getting lightheaded.
I'm trying to read my notes, and I'm sure she really said
this.
I
am just like, I'm just like,
what is this
fucking
mean?
With you.
What caller?
I'm looking at Ronnie's note, and this is hilarious. It literally says,
Carrie,
call us, we'll call
Carrie.
Our disgusting, we'll call
Carrie is telling us. Oh, because, oh, she's saying disgusting in
Oh,
Spanish.
I know.
She's
I
like,
know.
Wakala! Disgusting! Wakala!
Wakala!
Sorry, I made it through, like, two lessons in Duolingo, and I was like, okay, I like bread. That app shames me. All I said on that app over and over was, yo como pan. Yo como pan. Yo como pan. I was like, is
if
this
I
a Weight Watchers
apples.
Movie or a fucking language app?
Manzana is like nonstop. I like apples.
I like apples.
Like, I get it.
Yo como pan. Yo yeah. como pan. It's going to really help me in Mexico where I'm trying to get laid, you know?
So then...
like, yo como pan. They're like, we know.
So
gift time.
So Carrie's like, oh. So Leanne tells this whole crazy story about like Rich going to the neighbor's yard to stick his dick through the wall or whatever, which is already a weird thing because that's logistics. And so Carrie's like, no, that's not the answer. Rich said it was a friend's house during a party in the bathroom. And then it cuts to Tiffany, and Tiffany has this look like, yeah, it was my house. And I walked in. She's like, I'm still waiting for an apology.
Yeah. Most bachelorette parties, and yes, I go to them. It's my duty. No matter the story, people are like, hilarious. You fucked in a bathroom? Yes. He fucked a fence? Yes. And people at Leanne's party are like, gross.
Yeah.
You were disgusting.
Well, they're all like, yeah, they're like not sexy stories. She's like, well, we once fucked at the Social Security Administration building. Like, oh.
Have you ever had a guy stick his dick through an Arby's onion ring? Rich went bowling with his dick one time. Huh? You ain't enjoyed your man until it's been where 1,000 thumbs have been. Like, gross.
Oh, my goodness.
Leanne?
So gifts.
Gifts! Leather handcuffs are very difficult to get out of. Okay, I guess these are from Brandy. Hmm? Hmm?
And Cameron's like, ho, like I said, ho.
Ho.
So she goes, I would never get leather handcuffs because court would freak out and think that I was just trying to tie him up to get his credit cards.
What did Cameron get Leanne? I feel like Cameron got Leanne a Gore-Tex jacket. Here. Like the least sexy gift.
Like a Christmas tree cover.
Yeah. You know? I got you a tarp. So Brandy got Leanne some underwear that said Emberlin on it. Like gag underwear. And so Stephanie's like, I don't know if I'd want Travis's face all over my hoodie ha. Well, I guess it already is all over my hoodie ha at night, so fine. He like comes up and he's like, yes, I am.
Babe.
Hot tits, sweet tits. Okay, so then Stephanie and Cam are talking. And
oh, yeah.
Stephanie's like, Cam, hi, would you like to watch me try and draw a boundary? Come over here.
I would love that girl.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
I would love that girl.
And I'm terrified for Stephanie. You know?
Yes.
Because Cam is really laying it. She's doing that.
Yeah. Let me put on some reverse chapsticks so I can purse my lips better.
I like the reverse purse she does where she's like.
Most women on Bravo aspire to have their lips as fat as possible. Cameron actually actively tries to make them thinner when she talks.
She's like, Mark, could you take some of my lips out?
I will
that?
Be devastated if she ever gets fillers in her lips. Devastated. Because the way she like purses her lips when she's mad or casting judgment is just like so amazing. Like, it's like this like angry line.
So Stephanie is telling us, you know, she's so I'm really hurt because like the word trash was used and like trigger whatever. So she pulls her over and she's like, Cam, I just want to make sure in Mexico, like we were like getting along and then like then you said stuff and like I don't feel good enough and like I didn't feel good enough around you and like I don't know, are you hearing me at all because you're just like clutching your chest? Are you okay? Like do you need? Do you
well,
need
everything
medical help?
I said was true. So
she's like. But then you gave a speech about being included, and I felt like that was at me, like you were talking about me, like I wasn't including you. And she goes, oh,
yeah,
was that outside of the van? And then they show that it was, and she's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, everything I said was a fact. So Stephanie's like, so then Stephanie goes, well, you know, you said that you didn't feel accepted by us, but I didn't feel accepted by you either. But like, I'm not going to bring up the past, but like, I thought we were good. Cameron goes, if we were good, why were you leaving our room the whole time to have conversations with Carrie when I thought we were roommates? She's not allowed to talk to other people?
Why would you go talk to Carrie, girl? Like, you've known her 5 minutes, okay? She goes, look, I know friends who've gone through similar things as you.
You know, poor people.
Basically. It's like, I would never call you trash. I know people who are trash, and they're very nice. I would never call them trash.
You're like recyclable. So Cameron, so she goes, Liz, the argument was never between you and I, okay? And you know that you went to Carrie and talked about personal issues, and I felt offended because I'm like, chick.
Chick.
I've known you for 2 years, and I put my heart on the line trying to get to know you, and you open up to Carrie, and you only met her 2 weeks ago, chick.
And Stephanie's like, yeah, but the word trash, it's triggering. It's triggering. Cameron's like, that's it, okay? I've apologized for this like 100 times. If I have to hear that word one more time, no, that is it. That is it.
It breaks.
That is it. Cameron gets mad. She's always like on a dolly, just pulling back.
She's like, it breaks my heart that you think that I couldn't be there for you because, chick, I would be there for even someone who's trash in 2 seconds.
You know what? I just, you know, when you said that word, do not say the word. But when you said the word, do not say that word. But yeah, but that word I was going to, do not say that word, chick. Okay, and then why don't you just say, Brandy, stop it now, okay? Because everyone was spiraling, okay? And then Brandy said F in my face.
F-ing.
She said the F in
she
my
said
face.
Said F-ing.
In my face.
I feel like after Brandy said effing
in my
face, it was like effing this, mother effing that.
In my face that.
My effing the
shit word.
No one
did anything in my face.
In my face, effing in my face.
And then we get the clip of.
I said, I'm done with this.
My favorite clip.
Chick, I can't believe you threw an effing thing in my effing F.
In my face. So she's like, I'm done with this because no one cares what Brandy did in my face.
You know, this is what friends do, okay? They don't say cuss words in people's faces when people are flying over tables and going to poke somebody's eyeball out, okay? Like, wait, what, where did that come from?
I know. So now she's trying to out-victim Stephanie, which Stephanie does have a very thin case with trash, because no one called Stephanie trash anyway, you know? So they're both on, like, thin ice. Not, you know what I'm trying to say. They both have no argument. Case dismissed!
Thin taco shells.
But now Cameron's really going for it, and she's like, it's about sticking up for people in the appropriate moment. Okay? Like, you sat there and you did nothing while I got F in my face.
Then now it's like the big moral question of our time. If somebody went into your face and said F-in, what would you do, Stephanie?
Fuck a fence! I'd fuck a fence! I'd put my dick in a fence and
tilt a whirl! Tilt a whirl!
And Stephanie's like,
well, I wouldn't say the word trash.
I need a break from these hoes. I need a break. I feel like I'm being attacked by everyone.
My mind is blown right now.
So then Stephanie
goes to Brandy, and they start doing that whisper thing they do. She's like,
I tried to talk to her, and you did? That's really sad. Yeah. And I tried to talk to her, and it was like, oh, my God, that's so sad. Yeah. And it was really sad, because I said,
it was very scary, and I was just like, crazy. I don't know, I just like feel like Travis is like, right, and he put the shoes on the bed, and I just made the bed. But, like, you know, it's fun. I love you so much. I missed you.
I
miss you.
It was so hard to be away from you.
It's so good.
So Cameron, this scene of Cameron is so funny. So she's this big, tall lady, right? She's just been pointing and not yelling, but talking, going in my face a lot.
Yeah.
And then she caught up, and then she stormed out of the room, and then they show her, like, go outside of the strip mall place, and she's like...
But no one comes to follow her.
Yeah. And it's just her and a cameraman. And so she's like, guys, I stormed out right now.
Yeah. Yeah, she literally goes, she comes back and goes, guys, I just left for a second.
Like,
okay. She's, I'm sick of people attacking me for saying a word I regret, okay? So Stephanie is
sick of being attacked.
So Stephanie, you know, Stephanie keeps blah blah blahing about,
oh my God, like a friend should let you speak, you know, like that's what friends do. She's like, I feel humiliated and defeated because, like, oh my God, she had a temper tantrum, and like, oh my God, now it looks like I attacked her because that's all anybody saw.
I'm like, yes, everybody thinks you're a fucking monster now, Stephanie.
So Stephanie is like feeling really sad.
The biggest villain of Housewives, Stephanie.
So Stephanie's feeling really sad, and this is the way Leanne consoles her. Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop it. You're a beautiful human being. Stop it. Stop it right now.
She's like, poor Stephanie's just leaving there like...
Now, who wants to do a fucking group photo?
And that brings us to the end of the Real Housewives of Dallas.
You take great care of your body, so why not do the same for your mouth? Zendium toothpaste is inspired by the power of the mouth to naturally protect itself. With a prebiotic benefit, it's clinically proven to boost the good bacteria in the mouth's microbiome and gives you strong teeth and healthy gums naturally, and is also 4 times gentler. Zendium, natural protection, clinically proven. Buy now at zendium.co.uk. Use code HEALTHYMOUTH for free shipping.
There are some things in life even Sky Broadband can't guarantee. They can't guarantee you'll only see green lights on your journey home.
Whee!
Or that your car radio will always play your favourite songs. But with their Wi-Fi guarantee, they can guarantee Wi-Fi in every room of your home. If not, you get money back. An absolute classic. Sky, believe in better. Requires Sky Broadband Boost and Sky Kit. Refund on Boost component of subscription paid during current minimum term up to date of claim. See sky.com/guarantee.